story is about Coyote. Poor Coyote always getting mistreated. But he always thinks he's so smart he can do most anything. One day, he was out in the hills hunting, and he heard somebody singing. He listened. He said, I wonder who's singing. Somebody must be having a fiesta. Maybe if I go over there, they might have something good to eat and feed me too. So he started running in the direction where he heard the drums. There was a bunch of little prairie dogs. I guess they were just celebrating the fun of being alive. So there was one of them with a drum, beating the drum, and the rest of them were all in a circle singing. Dum 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 foo foo. Dum 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 foo foo. Sarangimu, sarangimu. And he listened, I have to go and learn that song too. So he came, he looked, and he sniffed, and he found the prairie dogs. They were all having fun. So he stopped. He said, can I play with you? Can I dance with you? I heard that singing, and I want to come join you. I want to dance with you. So they let him dance. He stood there right in the middle with his big long nose, and the prairie dogs knew that he loves prairie dogs. He's always out hunting rabbits, prairie dogs, and quails. Well, this day he was going to have a good load to take home, he thought. So as they danced, he joined in the dance, and then one by one he grabbed a prairie dog, and he had a gun sack sticking in there, and he kept on dancing while they were singing. And then he grabbed another one and threw it in the sack. And pretty soon he was the only prairie dog, he was the only one that was dancing. And he said, I guess that's all of them. Now I'm gonna have a feast. So he built a big fire. And when this fire turned to hot charcoal, he put all those little prairie dogs in the hot fire to roast them. And he said, now I'm gonna have me a feast. I'm gonna eat all I can hold in my tummy and take the rest to Mrs. Coyote. She'll be glad to get some of these. So he said, he put all his prairie dogs in the fire, I mean in the hot coals, and he had to wait a while for them to cook. So he sat down, and pretty soon he started dozing off. He was watching his goodies, but he went to sleep, and he was sound asleep. When down the hill came two gray wolves, and he said, what is Coyote doing here sleeping by the fire? They looked and said, he smells something. Smells delicious. Let's see what he has cooking in hot coals. So they dug around, and they found the roasted prairie dogs. They were all cooked. And Mr. Coyote was sleeping sound asleep. So they ate the prairie dogs, and with their greasy hand, they went over to Coyote and greased his mouth up and greased his hands, and he slept. He slept. And then the two wolves that finished the coyote's feast, they took off to the side to see what he was going to do when he woke up. And after a while he stood up, he stretched, and he said, I have to eat. I think they're done. I can smell them. So he went over there, he pulled a little foot up, it came off, and he said, my, they're done good. And then he went, pulled another one up, and all he found was just feet sticking in the hot coals. And the two were watching from it. He said, somebody ate my prairie dogs, but I'll find out. And then the gray wolf came down and said, what are you doing, Mr. Coyote? And he said, I roasted some prairie dogs and I thought I was going to have a good feast. But somebody ate them. And the two wolves said to him, who could have eaten them when you have grease all over your mouth? You even have little pieces of meat around your mouth. And look at your hands, they're all greasy. You must have ate them and then went to sleep. And he said, but I don't even feel full. I feel empty. And the wolf said, why don't you stand there by that pine tree and jump? If you can jump up high, then you are hungry. But if you can't jump, then you're full. So he stood by a pine tree, and he jumped, and he went almost to the first branch. And he said, I didn't know I could jump that high, but I'm not full at all, I'm hungry. And then he stood again, he jumped some more, and this time he passed the second branch and almost hit the third branch. And he came down, two were laughing, giggling, because their tummies were full. And he kept looking at his hands, they were greasy, and he touched his face. He was all greasy around the mouth. But I didn't eat, and I still feel hungry. And after a while, he got tired jumping to see if he was full. And he went home and told Mrs. Coyote that he did find some prairie dogs. He did find some nice prairie dogs and even cooked them. But I don't know what happened to them. And he said, but look at your hands, she said. You must have eaten the prairie dogs. Your mouth is all greasy and your hands are greasy too. So don't tell me those lies. You better go find me something to eat. So he went out again. This time he was too hungry. He couldn't even see straight. He went staggering down the road, trying to find at least a quail to take to Mrs. Coyote. Well, that's the end of the story, because when you cook and go to sleep and don't watch your food, somebody else is going to come and eat it for you.